Carmen Bradford and Byron Stripling, my very special guest on this Tuesday here on KUVO Jazz at KUVO.org. Carmen and Brad, Byron, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here with you.
Nice to have you with us in our studio this morning. Again, the two of you are going to be in concert at Dazzle at Bowers this evening, 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock, featuring some great music from two heavyweights. You two are two heavyweights as well, but Ella and Louis Armstrong. What a show. How did this come about, real quickly?
Well, I mean, I'll start. Carmen Bradford is simply one of the great singers in jazz, having been Count Basie's last pick for a vocalist. That's where she started her career, so there's a natural synergy there with Ella, who sang with Count Basie so many years. So when we decided to put this together, there could be no one other than Carmen Bradford to sing that music. She has a knowledge, in-depth knowledge of not only Ella's music, but Ella as a person, and she can tell you about that. And then myself, I love Louis Armstrong so much. I feel he's the father of jazz, and really everything that we play, we owe to him. Every time we pick up a horn, you're playing Louis Armstrong, no matter what style of music that you're playing or singing. So you partner that together. And that's how we got this project going.
Well, the two of you have that link, that background of being with Count Basie's orchestra, as a matter of fact. I don't think that it was planned, but it sure did work out that way.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Byron came joined the Basie band shortly after I did. How many years was that?
Probably a year, yeah.
Yeah.
So you were there first.
Yeah, we got our start
there.
Yeah, it was incredible. Really incredible working and living on a bus with all of those musicians. They were something special.
A little different, huh?
Yeah, for a 22-year-old girl. I was the only girl out of the 17 men in the band.
Now, did you have to audition, or did they know? You know, you come from jazz royalty.
Your family, amazing
story. Your mom.
Melba Joyce.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. A jazz vocalist that sings also with the Basie band now. And my dad is Bobby Bradford, jazz trumpeter, plays avant-garde music. And I started with Basie, though, because I told him he'd make billions of dollars if he'd hire me.
Billions?
Yeah, and that's exactly what he said. Really? Billions? I said, oh yeah, there's nothing like having a lovely young lady in a lovely dress.
Exactly.
On your show, and I was opening for him.
Right.
And I asked him if he would listen to me, and he said, sure, honey, I'll listen. So I came back off stage, and I said, well, what did you think? And he said, I think I'm going to hire you.
What was the song you sang?
I did.
Do you remember?
A Foggy Day. And I sang Lost in the Stars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he told me he was going to hire me. I said, well, I can leave tonight. I'm in school, but I'll quit. I will quit college tonight. But it was a wait. 9 months later, he hired me.
Basie Orchestra, both of you have that history. And again, hooking up together with this great a show tonight, 5 and 7 o'clock. Byron, I met you last year, a couple of years ago, at the Vail Jazz Labor Day weekend party, yep. And you guys tore it up. And you've been coming to our neighborhood since 2012 now. It's kind of like a home away from home for you.
Oh, yeah, and I so love this area. I love Vail. We'll be doing this show in Vail on Thursday.
Yes.
And we want people to come out to that, too. But, you know, there's nothing. And by the way, coming into this radio station, KUVO. You walk in and there's jazz playing, and then I went to the bathroom and I'm washing my hand and Art Blakey is looking at me as I'm washing my hand. This is the way, and I want people to know, keep this station on because jazz can change your life. That's how powerful it is. Mm-hmm. And if you have this as the soundtrack, the background to whatever you do, it's going to make you feel better. In fact, you'll start treating people better and you won't even know why. But it's just because you heard Louis and Ella and Art Blakey and Oscar Peterson and Coleman Hawker. You heard all those people and that music gets into your soul and it just makes you feel good.
See, that was just a testimonial right there for KUVO.
Please, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, I want you to go to KUVO.
Oh my my goodness. Oh, my.
If you just joined us, of course, we're having as much fun as
we're
we usually
church.
Have. But a little bit of extra fun this morning. We are talking with Byron Stripling and also Carmen Bradford. The two of them are going to be in concert tonight. Two shows, 5 and 7 o'clock at Dazzle at Bowers. And just playing the music of Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. We're going to take a short pause and listen to a tune from Carmen Bradford. If for those of you who are not familiar or unaware of the talent this lady has, this is from her debut release called Finally Yours.
Wow.
You remember that project?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
You've got a copy of that?
Byron, you're on that,
I think I'm on that.
You are on that.
Okay. We're going to listen to
it. Can I just say something? I never got paid for that session.
Oh, my goodness. You need to quit lying.
Well, let's play this tune, and y'all can talk about that off mic. Here's Carmen Bradford, Finally Yours, and Rough Riding.
Got a problem on my mind because you say we're through, baby. You are giving me rough riding, and you know you're making me blue. Were you fooling me when you said that you love me so?
From her debut release called Finally Yours, great vocalist Carmen Bradford in the studio.
Thank you.
Kept saying, I sound like a little girl.
I do. My goodness.
A great tune called Rough Riding. You remember that one. You just, you were like amazed that we even had that copy.
I am amazed. I don't even have a copy of that.
And of course, you and Byron didn't work out.
Yeah, I was going to ask, can we talk about the money now?
You need to stop. Frank Foster wrote that arrangement.
Great arrangement.
Yeah, thank
See,
you.
Let me ask this question. When you come to Colorado, because of the altitude, what special things do you go through? Any kind of special breathing exercises vocally? I know a person who plays a trumpet, you probably are doing something in order to be able to catch your breath and to hold the notes as long as you possibly can. Anything special that you do when you come up here to perform?
Well, for me, I mean, I just try to just be healthy. Like today, I just drank like crazy. We bought a ton of water. You know, I went back to Whole Foods and bought more water last night.
Yeah.
And then that means you're up all night, obviously. But I just try to hydrate.
Right,
I don't
right.
have as much trouble with the air as I do. When I landed Denver, my mouth is dry.
Right. Well, it's dry here.
I just do water, and then I'm cool. But here's the thing that worries me, and I want to, is that they tell me that the altitude sickness can hit you at any time. So you could come, never have it, and then you come back one time and you get it. That's why I'm nervous. I wish somebody wouldn't have told me that, because that's always in my head. Is it this time?
Is it this time?
I was here on the 1st of July in Aspen, and I felt more than ever I had sickness. But it didn't last, fortunately. And also, when I came out on stage, I was trying to get to the microphone, and I noticed that when I walked faster, it affected me. So I was winded when it was time for me to chat, you know. But, yeah, so water and take your time.
Right. Two shows this evening, 5 and 7 o'clock. What can our listeners expect to come and hear? Some of the tunes that the two of you are going to be performing?
Well,
just a sneak preview.
Yeah, I'll just go real quick. First, we'll feature ourselves for about 2 to 3 songs because we want people to get a sense of who Louis was, who Ella was, and Carmen does that so well. And I'll do a couple of Louis Armstrong hits from Basin Street Blues all the way to Wonderful World. And then we would go into the famous duets that they did together. And so that's things like Foggy Day, Our Love Is Here to Stay, The Way You Wear Your Hat, The Way You Sip Your... Well, They Can't Take That Away From Me. All the great duets they recorded. These were classic things. And again, this is feel-good music. It's really the soundtrack of your life. And Carmen will tell you what some of the things that she'll be singing too.
I'm going to be doing Mr. Paganini, which was a huge hit for Sass. Listen to me, for Sass. For Ella. And what else am I doing?
Oh, I think you're going to do...
I can't remember what I said.
The beautiful Gershwin ballad that there's a story.
Someone to Watch Over Me.
Someone to Watch Over Me.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And and
we're gonna
some
do all
really
kinds of. We're gonna
stuff.
Do G Baby, yeah. Ain't I Good to You? We're gonna get right. The you one thing what? That we will always do is uh-huh. We're gonna always put our foot down and swing like Ellen Louie.
Oh yeah.
You know what? Let's hear you sing G Baby, Ain't I Good to You?
Ooh.
That's love that makes me treat you the way that I do. G Baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing in the world too good for girls so good and true. G Mama, ain't I good to you? Now bought you a fur coat for Christmas and a diamond ring. So just
very
pay me
well
my
done.
Money now. I'm trying to get. I'm still trying
Ooh,
to get paid
Lord,
from my record
down.
Date.
He's so terrible. He is still crazy.
Okay.
Still crazy.
See, that's something you don't mess with. Money and food.
No, I'm only teasing her. But I would like the money.
Still
again,
crazy.
My special guests, Byron
years.
Stripling and Carmen Bradford. Some great, great entertainment from two heavyweight individuals, jazz royalty in KUVO mm-hmm. studio. Thank both of you so much.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Having us.
Thank
yeah, we
you
love
so
you guys
much.
Here. This is the place. Please listen to this radio station. This is where you're going to feel good.
You heard him say that. This is where you're going to feel good. We're going to close it out with something else from Byron Stripling. Here's a tune entitled Woody and You.